从《使徒行传》十六章哈来看两个家庭信主。
So tonight I would like to share with you the two families who believe in Christ in Acts chapter 16.
来看在神凡事都能。
To see how it is possible in God.
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts 16.
从第六节开始。
Starting from verse 6.Verse 6, Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Verse 7, After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. Verse 8, So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. Verse 9, And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us.
当时啊，保罗在传道，他是有计划的。
At the time when Paul was doing his missionary work, he had a plan.
就好像我们现在灵恩布道会到了，那先道主有福音茶会，有中秋节晚会，这个都是计划。
Just like nowadays, when the spiritual convocation is coming or evangelical service is coming, we have planned to have a gospel tea fellowship as well as the moonlight fellowship.
所以计划原来这是好的，让我们有很清楚的目标可以努力。
So planning is good so that we have a clear direction that we could strive toward.
但是我发现啊，福音传到欧洲啊，传到腓立比啊，确实很意外的结果。
However, from this chapter, we could see that it is out of people's expectation that the gospel has preached to Macedonia and to Philippi.
那怎么会有意外产生这个结果呢？
How come there is such a out of expectation result?
就是圣灵的带领。
It is because of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看保罗的计划改变了好几次。
We see that Paul's plan had been changed a few times.
他们本来要到亚细亚去。
At first, they were going to go to Asia Minor.
圣灵就禁止他们。
But the Holy Spirit stopped them.
他们就到了美西亚。
Therefore, they went to Mysia.
那所以后来他想到推比尼去。
Later on, he would like to go to Derby.
那耶稣的灵却不许。
But the Lord has tried to stop them.
耶稣的脸。
Bithynia.
第七节最后一节。
But the Spirit did not permit them to go to Bithynia.
然后他们就到特罗亚去。
Then later they went to Troas.
那最后一次改变就是看到异象。
The last time he changed his trip was when he saw a vision.
就是马其顿的呼声。
Which was the calling of the Macedonian.
所以他就很清楚了啊，神召我们是要传给那里的人听。
Therefore, it was very clear to him that the Lord would like him to preach to the Macedonians.
因为神要拣选的人，我们真的不晓得在哪里。
Because we do not know whom the Lord has chosen, and where they are.
神知道他要拣选的人在哪里。
But the Lord knows where they are.
那我们怎么去找到那些人呢？
How do we find those people?
就是圣灵的带领。
To go along with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
特别在我们真耶稣教会，圣灵是很真实的。
Especially in the True Jesus Church, the Holy Spirit is very obvious.
所以如果我们大家多多的祷告，圣灵运行到我们当中，他就会带领我们找到很多神要拣选的人。
Therefore, if we pray a lot and the Holy Spirit guides us, then we are able to find the chosen ones of God.
但是如果没有圣灵的带领，有时候我们的计划很好，但是没有慕道者来啊。
But without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, even though we have good planning, but there will be no true seekers coming.
所以除了计划之外啊，我们需要很努力的祷告。
So in addition to planning, we need to really spend more effort in praying.
求主耶稣带领我们能够找到他所要拣选的人。
To pray for the guidance of the Lord Jesus so that we can find the ones that he had chosen.
我们在很多朋友的信主的身上啊，现在都变成信徒啊，从他们的见证都可以发现啊，他们很奇妙的遇到了我们教会的信徒，怎么带领他到教会来慕道。
In the incidents of our friends who had come to believe in Christ, we can see how the wondrous way of the Holy Spirit that guided them to church.
有的在公共汽车等车站等车的时候，
Some people may be waiting for the bus.
那有的是在买菜，菜市场要付钱的时候。
Some may be paying for the grocery.
在各种不同的场合，神就让他遇到神要拣选的人。
In different situations, they met, our members met the chosen ones of God.
然后他有勇气开口，那真的就找到神要拣选的人。
When they were given the courage to speak and to preach, then they have found the ones that God has chosen.
所以我们要多祷告，求神让我们遇到好机会。
Therefore, we need to pray always to ask God to give us good opportunities.
能够找到他所要拣选的人。
So that we can find the ones that he had chosen.
有一个姐妹，她很喜欢传福音。
There was a sister who loves to preach the gospel.
也是她搬到一个 apartment 去。
Once she moved to an apartment.
她住在楼下。
She lives downstairs.
她就一直跟主耶稣祷告。
She prayed to the Lord.
就主耶稣给她有机会传福音。
And asked the Lord Jesus Christ to give her the opportunities to preach the gospel.
结果过了不多久，她楼上搬了好几户来。
So after a while, a lot of new tenants moved in above her.
那好几户啊，都很喜欢听福音。
And those tenants loved to hear, apartment mate loved to hear the gospel.
她就有机会啊，开始跟他们接触。
So she has an opportunity to meet them.
所以啊，我们真的有那个心要去做，而且很认真的祷告，神会给我们机会。
So if we have the heart to preach the gospel and we really spend a lot of effort in praying, then the Lord will give us opportunities.
那这样我们有体验之后，我们下一次要传福音，我们更懂得要怎么来祷告，求神带领。
After we have such experience, then the next time when we want to preach the gospel, we will know how to pray to God.
所以保罗到了这个欧洲去。
So when Paul has arrived to Europe,
我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
安息日，他们就到河边。
On the Sabbath day, they went out to the city to the riverside.
然后，十四节遇到。
Verse 14.
吕底亚。
They met Lydia.
那这个吕底亚是一个很虔诚敬拜神的人。
Lydia was a devout woman.
那她为什么会信耶稣
？Why is it that she end up believing in Jesus？
当然是保罗讲道理给她听了。
It was because Paul preached to her.
但是更重要的是
But more importantly,
下面一句说他听见了主就开他的心
The second part of verse 14 it says the Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul
然后他留心听保罗讲的话听懂了
Because she really heed the things that were spoken by Paul and the Lord opened her heart to understand
他就全家就受洗了
Then her whole family believed and baptized
所以其实有很多很敬畏神的人
So there are a lot of people out there who really fear God.
像吕底亚这样的人。
Just like Lydia.
或者像哥尼流这样的人。
Or like Cornelius.
那也是神要拣选的。
Those are the chosen ones of God.
但是这个福音是一种奥秘。
But the gospel is a mystery.
特别我们真耶稣教会的这些得救的道理。
Especially the gospel of salvation in the true Jesus Church.
虽然有很多人很虔诚在其他教会敬拜神，但是都没有听过。
Even though there are a lot of devout men and women out there worshiping God, but they've never heard this kind of truth.
所以很多人，你跟他问《约翰福音》三章五节
，If you ask people what John 3:5 is about,
有的人没有听过
，Many of them have never heard of it.
有的听过，但是你问他那怎么解释
？Some of them have heard of it, but they don't know how to interpret it.
他们也不知道怎么解释
，They really don't know how.
所以我们在要传给其他的人虽然他很虔诚，或者做基督徒很久，但是我们要为他祷告。
So when we want to preach to people who are very devout Christian and they have believed in Christ for a long time, we really need to pray for them.
求神开他的心，他就听得懂。
We need to ask God to open their hearts so that they can understand what we're preaching to them.
那听得懂，他就会觉得很宝贵。
Once they understood, they will be able to treasure the truth.
听得懂，他就会想追求。
If they can understand, then they would like to pursue the truth.
听得懂，他就会留下来。
If they can understand, then they would stay in this church.
所以这个听得懂很重要。
So the fact that they can understand the truth is very important.
那听得懂就是因为神开他的心。
And the reason that they can understand is because the Lord has opened their hearts.
所以我们就知道说，保罗可以讲道，但是到最后，这个人会不会信，不是保罗能控制的。
We know that Paul can preach all he wants, but whether or not this person will believe is not in the hands of Paul.
所以有时候我们常常去带慕道者，到最后我们真的会觉得 我能夸的就是我的软弱。
When we go and take care of truth seekers, at the end of the day, the only thing we could boast is our weaknesses.
因为你如果凭自己的口才讲讲讲讲讲，那听听听，他就是不会羡慕啊，因为他没有听懂。
Because if we just use our eloquence to try to convince them, then at the end of the day, they would not understand.
但是我们如果一直为他祷告
，But if we pray for them,
这样很简单的解释听懂了。
We just explain to them very simply and they can understand.
明白圣灵的重要。
They understand the importance of the Holy Spirit.
就想要祷告求圣灵。
And they want to pray and for the Holy Spirit.
明白洗礼的重要。
When they understand the importance of water baptism.
他就想要洗礼啊。
And they want to be baptized.
所以不是因为他虔诚自动就他就听得懂。
So it is not because they're devout that they can understand the truth.
也不是因为我们热心所以很自然他就会被感动会信。
It is not because of our fervency that they will be able to be baptized.
最重要关键是主开他的心。
The most important key is that the Lord opens their heart.
所以这个需要圣灵的运行。
Therefore, that needs the work of the Holy Spirit.
因此我每一次带慕道者，每一次布道会，我们都为慕道朋友祷告，主啊，你的灵开他的心，让他听得懂。
Therefore, for every spiritual convocation, evangelical services, we need to really pray to God to open the hearts of the true seekers so they can understand.
所以在灵恩布道会之前，我们需要做两件事情。
So before the evangelical services, we need to do two things.
第一个就是带慕道朋友来。
The first one is to bring true seekers.
如果找不到，祷告求神让我们遇到好机会。
If we cannot find any, then we need to ask God to give us opportunities to find them.
那如果祷告了，感谢神。
If we can find them, then we need to thank God.
我们要迫切为他们祷告。
We need to pray earnestly for them.
求神开他们的心，让他们听得懂。
So that the Lord will open their hearts to understand what they're hearing.
那这样啊，我们受洗的人就会增加。
So that the number of people baptizing will be increased.
所以我们看那个吕底亚听懂以后啊，十三节。
So after Lydia has understood, let's read verse
15.
她
跟她的一家领了洗。
She and her household were baptized.
所以本来这个14节只讲到卖紫色布锭的妇人叫吕底亚。
In verse 14 here, it records that there's a certain woman named Lydia who sell purple cloth.
那是她听得懂，神开她的心。
But after she could understand what has been spoken by Paul.
结果十五节，她的全家都一起洗礼。
Verse 15, she and her household were baptized.
因此我们在教会里面呢，每一个慕道朋友都很宝贵。
So in the church, every truth seeker is very precious.
如果有一个突破，只有一个来信。
If there's one person who believes.
很可能就因为这样带领他的家族一批来信。
This breakthrough will bring the whole family to believe.
真的，我们在教会，甚至Garden Grove也看到一个来信就带全家来信。
We have seen this in the Garden Grove Church, where one believes and then that person brings her whole household.
好多来信。
That ends up to be a big number.
真的是慕道朋友，我们要很宝贵。
Therefore, each truth seeker is very precious.
所以每一次我们到礼拜六中午。
Every time when it's Saturday noon.
这个吃饭时间是我们一个礼拜最宝贵的一个钟头。
And this fellowship meal time is the most important time of the week.
我们全家不需要再坐在一起吧。
The whole family does not need to sit together anymore.
我们找一些慕道朋友比较少来的信徒，花时间跟他们在一起。
We should spend time with the truth seekers or the members who rarely come to church.
那你夫妻回家还可以有机会在一起啊，家庭还有机会在一起啊。
For the family and between spouses, you can spend a lot of time at home.
但是不要让慕道朋友被冷落了。
So do not neglect the truth seekers.
因为他还没有认识神之前，他觉得人很重要。
Before they know God, it is they would think that people are important.
如果觉得大家对他很亲切，他就想要再来。
If everyone shows a lot of cares and concerns, then they would want to come back.
那我们在教会里面呢，尽量不要在礼拜六中午开会。
So in church, on Saturday, we try to prevent any Saturday noon meetings.
那有时候这个会那个会，最教会比较重要的工人全部去开会了。
When there's too many meetings, then all the key workers of the church are spend all their Saturday mealtime at meetings.
那这些慕道朋友比较懂道理都不在了。
Then there's no one taking care of the true seekers.
那我们既然要负担圣工啊，我们聚完会就多留一点时间再去开会。
And if we really want to serve God, then just spend the time after church to have meetings.
礼拜六中午这个一个钟头最重要。
But the Saturday noon time is the most important time.
要把慕道朋友当作最重要的。
We need to treat our truth seekers as the most important.
因为一个人可能会带一群人来。
Because one person can bring the whole family.
所以这是我们在腓立比教会看到第一个全家信主。
This is where we can learn from the Church of Philippi, the first seed.
真的是保罗撒种，但是神叫他长大。
So Paul sowed the seed, but it was the Lord who made her grow.
这是第一个。
This is the first example.
那第二个全家信主。
The second example of the whole household believing.
就是我们看同样《使徒行传》十六章。
It's in the same chapter, chapter 16 of Acts.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
于是禁主领他们上自己的家去，给他们摆上饭，他跟他的全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with his household.
这个第二个家庭就是禁主的家庭。
The second family was the jailer.
全家信主。
His whole family believed.
那这个全家信主有什么好处？
What is the benefits of believing as a whole household?
34节最后一句话说，全家信主都很喜乐。
Verse 34 tells us that they rejoice because they believe together as a household.
这个教会在圣经里面常常用喜乐这个字来形容我们信仰的体验。
The Bible often used the word joy to express our experience of God.
但是你如果有世界上很多朋友，很少人会提到喜乐。
If you have a lot of friends in this world, it is very rare for you to use the word joy to express your emotion.
大部分人都用快乐。
Most of the time, people will say, I'm happy.
那这个快乐就是比较偏重于一些感官的享受了，一种感觉。
And happiness usually express or illustrates your happiness in the flesh or pleasure.
但是这个喜乐就比较注重于内心的满足。
But joy describes the contentment in the heart.
还有，喜乐常常跟平安是连在一起的。
Joy and peace are often linked together.
一个人会害怕、会忧虑，他就没有喜乐。
A person who is anxious and worries have no peace.
那如果没有害怕、没有忧虑，这个人就有平安。
Without anxiety, without worries, then this person has peace.
那喜乐常常是因为神同在。
The reason we have joy is because of the abundance of God.
神满足了我们的心。
Because God has filled our hearts.
所以我们很喜乐。
Therefore, we're joyful.
那因为神同在，同时我们就没有害怕，没有忧虑，所以很平安。
Because of the abundance of God, therefore, we do not worry and we're not anxious. We feel very peaceful.
所以这是一个很好的体验。
This is a very good experience.
全家很喜乐。
The whole family and households is rejoicing.
这个确实是我们家庭生活的一个目标。
That is the goal of our family life.
因为如果我们全家很喜乐，就表示神充满在我们这个家庭里面。
If our whole family is joyful, then that means God is among us.
也表示说这个全家都很平安。
That means this whole household is peaceful.
这个是信耶稣以后一个很美好的家庭生活的境界。
That is the situation of a family of our family life when we believe in Christ.
现在虽然人的物质生活水准很高。
Even though nowadays we have a very good standard of living.
这个家里好像四星级、五星级的饭店。
Our house is like a four-star, five-star hotel.
但是全家很喜乐的人很少。
But it is very rare to find a family who is joyful.
所以这个全家信主，我们传福音让人全家信主，这个确实是带给人一个极大的恩典。
So when we preach the gospel to someone's family when they believe, it is a great benefit to them.
而且这个全家很喜乐，既然有神在当中神就变成家庭之间的每一个分子一个连结的力量。
Because God is amidst the family, therefore God is the one that pulls everyone together.
那这个力量是非常大的。
And that power is very great.
所以我们一生里面最值得回味的就是我们的喜乐。
in our whole life, the things that, that is worth our memory is joy.
所以这个第一个好处，全家信主，全家很喜乐。
So the first benefits of believing as a household is that the whole family can rejoice together.
我们看31节。
Let's read verse 31.
他们说，应当信主耶稣，你跟你的一家都必得救。
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
这个全家信主第二个好处就是全家得救。
This is the second benefit of believing in Jesus as a whole household, which is to be saved.
这个就是信主的好处。
That is the benefit of believing in Christ.
如果我们从使徒行传26章来看。
If we look at Acts chapter 26.
全家得救。是多么重要。
To be saved as a household is so important.
26章。
Chapter 26.
18节。
Verse 18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
全家得救就是全家进到光明中。
When the whole family is saved, that means the whole family turned from darkness to light.
因为得救就在黑暗里面。
Before they were saved, they were in darkness.
是没有黑，没有盼望的。
They have no hope.
人生是没有目标的。
They have no goal or directions in life.
那全家得救是归向神。
But when the whole family believes, then they turn to God.
就是迁到神的国里面。
They have entered into the kingdom of God.
来享受公义、平安、喜乐。
To enjoy justice, righteousness, peace, and joy.
那全家得救就是全家罪得赦免。
The whole family believing means that the whole family's sins are forgiven.
那全家得救就是全家有天国基业的盼望。
And it also means that they have an inheritance in the heavenly kingdom.
所以啊，我们对人最大的爱啊，就是传福音给他们。
Therefore, the greatest love we can show to mankind is to preach the gospel to them.
让他能够得救。
So that they can be saved.
让他的全家能够得救。
So their whole family can be saved.
这个恩典太大了。
This grace is so great.
所以这个哥尼流啊，全家信主，全家得救。
So Cornelius' family believed and were saved.
那有时候我们信主以后，常常发现好像没事情可以做。
After we believed in Christ, we sometimes feel that there's nothing for us to do.
其实我们仔细看我们自己家人，我们看我们自己的家人。
When we look at our own family members,
我们有没有全家都信主？
Is our whole family in Christ?
父母
，our parents，
祖父母
，our grandparents，
孩子
，our children，
孙子
，our grandchildren，
兄弟姐妹
，our brothers and sisters，
这个都是我们所爱的我们的亲人。
And these are all whom we loved.
我们常常就会去关心他们。
We often want to show care and concern.
去爱他们。
To love them.
但是最大的关心、最大的爱，就是带领他们来信主。
But the greatest love and showing concern is to bring them to Christ.
这样可以全家得救。
So that the whole family can be saved.
这是全家得救的两个很重要的好处。
These are the two benefits of believing in Christ as a whole household.
那这个信主全家怎么得救？
So how did the jailer become a Christian?
我们看32节。
Let's look at verse 32.
他们就把主的道讲给他跟他的全家听。
They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house.
就是要让禁足跟他全家有机会听道理。
Which is that the jailer and his family had an opportunity to listen to the gospel.
所以我们要带领人来信主，当然要找机会让人有机会来听道理。
If we want to bring people to Christ, then we need to create this opportunity for them to listen to the gospel.
信道是从听道来的。
For people to believe, they need to hear it first.
没有听，怎么也会信呢？
Without hearing, how can they believe?
因此这个布道会就是带领慕道朋友来听道的一个机会。
Therefore, the evangelical services is an opportunity for people to hear the gospel.
那有时候我们布道会之前办了一些活动这个比较不是这么严肃的先让他初步来接受最浅白的道理。
In the Gospel Tea Fellowship or other activities prior to the evangelical services, there are for a more casual setting for them to be in touch with church.
让他大概知道信耶稣到底在做什么。
So that they kind of get the sense of what believing in Jesus is like.
那有时候我们也可以到慕道朋友的家，如果他愿意打开来，又到他家去访问，讲道给他听。
And if our true seekers are willing to open their house to us, then we could go to their house to visit and preach the gospel.
那如果他不愿意来，我们也可以打开家门啊，在附近信徒的家，要慕道朋友到家里来家庭福音茶会。
Otherwise, we can open our house and invite them to our house to preach the gospel to them.
所以就是用各种不同的方法，让更多人能够听到这个道理。
We need to use all kinds of methods to create opportunities for more people to listen to the gospel.
所以这里说，在禁足全家听到道理。
Here it said the jailer and his whole household were listening to the gospel.
那在那个时候，他全家立时都受洗了。
And at that time, his whole family was baptized.
所以这是第二个家庭信主。
This is the second family who believe in Christ as a whole household.
那我们就要想，为什么这个家庭这么容易，一听到道理，全家都受信主呢？
How come it was so easy for this family to believe in Christ?
那我们就从25节到30节来看。
Let us read verse 25 through 30.
这个25节到30节，我们可以看到圣灵的能力。
From these verses, we could see the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的工作。
Because it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以到最后禁足全家来信主。
Therefore, the jailer and his family believed.
当然表面上这是保罗做的工，但你仔细再读清楚一点，是圣灵借着保罗在做工。
On the surface, it seemed that it was Paul who was working, but if you read deeper, you will see that it was the Holy Spirit who was working through Paul.
那这个圣灵的能力啊，我们如果这样25节这样看啊，可以从三方面来表现。
We can see the expression of the work of the Holy Spirit in three ways.
好，第一个。
Verse.
我们看25节。
Let's read verse 25.
约在半夜，保罗、希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也都侧耳而听。
At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
这是圣灵的能力啊。
That is the power of the Holy Spirit.
你想想看，一个人被下到监牢里面，还笑得出来吗？
If you think about it, if you're in prison, would you be able to smile and laugh?
有一个信徒被下到监牢里面。
There was once a member who was imprisoned.
还打电话给教会的传道。
He called the pastors in the church.
你帮我祷告。
Please pray for me.
你寄圣灵报给我。
Please send me Holy Spirit magazine.
录音带给我。
Send me some audio tape.
我可以感觉到他在这个监牢里面啊，非常的绝望，非常软弱。
See that this person was very weak and hopeless in prison.
那保罗、希拉在监牢里面唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
But Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to praise God.
所以他那个心境啊，已经超越了监牢。
So their hearts transcended the prison.
这只有圣灵的能力才做得到。
Only the power of the Holy Spirit can do this.
所以众囚犯侧耳而听。
Therefore, the prisoners were listening to them.
听什么？
What were they listening to?
今天怎么关了两个人不一样？
How come these two people who are in prison are so different?
我在监牢里面可以唱诗，这么喜乐，在祷告，在赞美神。
How come they can sing him praising God and praying to God?
所以这个本身啊，就是给人一个很大的震撼跟吸引。
And that is a great attraction, and it really shocked people.
所以如果我们看那个第三十节。
Let's read verse 30.
领他们出来，二位先生，我们怎么行才可以得救？
When he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?
那个禁足好像没有听过道理，怎么一带他出来就会问这个问题？我们怎么行才可以得救呢？
It seems like the jailer has never heard the gospel before, but why did he ask him the first thing when they were brought out, What must I do to be saved?
很可能在保罗唱诗祷告赞美神那个时候啊，他对这个主耶稣的信仰啊，就有一点印象。
Maybe when Paul and Silas were singing and praying to God that the jailer had heard about Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们的生活确实可以吸引人。
So today our life can attract others.
如果我们要叫人信耶稣，
If we want people to come to Christ,
我们的生活应该表现的跟我们讲的一样好。
Then our life should be as good as what we say it would be.
因此如果我们本身不会觉得很好，叫人来信很难。
If we don't think our life is good, then how can we preach to others?
那如果我们只讲说很好，但是没有感受，也很难。
But if we just say that believing in Christ is good, but we don't experience that, then that's not good enough.
但是如果我们自己感受很好，真的我们的家庭也这样表现出很喜乐。
And if we say that it is good to believe in Christ, and we really express that and show people in our lives,
那别人看得到， 感受得到。
People can see it and they can feel it.
那要叫他来信主就不困难了。
Then it is not difficult to ask people to come to believe in Christ.
至少他会来听听。
At least they will come to take a look.
我们有一个姐妹。
There is one sister.
她离开教会很久。
She left the church for a long time.
所以她生活受到很多的苦难。
Therefore, she went through a lot of difficulties in her life.
后来她来回来教会。
Later, she came back to church.
悔改祷告。
She repented and prayed.
痛哭。
She cried to God.
得圣灵。
She received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵以后啊，她天天听这圣乐天讲道听。听那个念念圣经。
And after that, she started listening to sermon tapes and reading the Holy Spirit monthly magazine and praying.
天天祷告。
She prays every day.
就变成很喜乐。
She became very joyful.
后来她有一个同事就看她改变这么大。
And later on, she had a coworker who saw her change.
她说：“最近你怎么看起来很漂亮？”
She asked her, "How come you look more beautiful recently?"
她说：“我回去教会敬拜神。”
She said, "I returned back to my church to worship God."
结果她那个同事跟着她来慕道。
Then that colleague came to church with her.
而且她那个同事也得圣灵。
And the coworker also received the Holy Spirit.
这是真的很奇妙。
And that is amazing.
所以我们在工作场合里面
So in our workplace.
如果我们真的能够把信主那个好表现出来
If we can show people the goodness of believing in Christ
很平安很喜乐对人很和睦
Very peaceful, very joyful and we have good relationship with others
真的要带人来就比较简单了
Then it is a lot easier to bring people to Christ
有一个信徒已经洗礼了
There is a member who was baptized
我就问他说你怎么会来慕道
I asked this person, why did you come to, believe, or come to true seek?
他跟我们另外一个信徒啊，在同一个公司上班。
He was a coworker with our prior member, our old member.
他就说啊，我以前什么都不信。
He said I did not believe in anything in the past.
后来我发现我这个同事根本很不一样。
But my coworker, I noticed that he was very different from others.
我就很想了解为什么。
I wanted to know why.
后来布道会的时候，这个同事邀他来教会。
Then this coworker invited him to come to our evangelical service.
他真的就跟着来了。
He came.
就这样听听，他就信了。
After he listened, he believed.
所以我们需要求神给我们有那个能力，生活能够真的改变。
Therefore, we need to ask God for the power to change our lives.
你看他监牢，监牢本来是很痛苦的、很绝望的地方，他能够唱诗祷告。
And look at the life in prison, but Paul and Silas were able to sing and pray to God.
这就是跟人不一样。
That is different from others.
这样会吸引人。
That will attract others.
大家都很喜欢神的恩典。
Everyone loves the grace of God.
在困苦中能够喜乐，这就是神的恩典。
To be able to rejoice in pain and bad situation, that is God's grace.
在患难中有平安，这就是神的恩典。
To have peace in tribulation, that is the grace of God.
在绝望中有希望，这就是神的恩典。
To have hope and hopelessness, that is the God's grace.
所以我们要求神的圣灵啊，真的提升我们，改变我们。
We need to ask God to give us the Holy Spirit to change us and to lift us up.
那我们的生活就变成很有力量的见证。
So that our life can become a really strong testimony.
瑞士二十五节啊，他在监牢里唱诗祷告赞美神。
Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
那这个圣灵的能力第二个表现
The second expression of the Holy Spirit
26节
is shown in verse 26.
忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都震动，监门都开了。
Suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened.
众囚犯锁链也都开了。
And their chains were opened.
这个是真的是大能力啊。
This really expressed great power.
震动到连锁链都开了。
Because of the big earthquake, and everything was shaken, including the chains.
如果保罗西拉真的被关到监牢里面
，If Paul and Silas were in prison,
他怎么替禁主洗礼呢
？How can they baptize the jailer?
他已经被关住了。
Because they were chained.
那被关到监牢，这是魔鬼的工作。
To be chained in prison was the work of Satan.
那每一次圣功发达，总是有魔鬼的工作。
Every time when the gospel is working well and prosper, there's always the work of Satan.
如果大家都在睡觉，魔鬼就不会工作。
If everyone is sleeping in the spirit, then Satan doesn't need to work.
因为魔鬼一工作，大家一祷告就醒过来，哇，认真做工，这个魔鬼不愿意看到。
Because when Satan works and everyone starts to pray really hard and the Holy Spirit starts working, that's something Satan doesn't want to see.
那有时候大家想要做工。魔鬼就做工了。
Therefore, when we start working for God, then Satan starts working.
所以就把他关到监牢里面去。
Therefore, Satan had put them into prison.
但神的能力更大。
But God's spirit was greater.
地大震动，监牢都开了。
Therefore, there was an earthquake, and the prison was shaken.
所以保罗才能够出来讲道给他们，能替他们洗礼。
That's why Paul can come out and preach the gospel and baptize them.
今天我们要为教会，包括我们教会的重要的工人，来每个信徒祷告。
Today we need to pray for our key workers in the church as well as our members.
有的是真的被监牢关住了。
Many of us are imprisoned spiritually.
他真的有心要做工。
They want to work for God.
监牢关住了。
But they're imprisoned.
有的是身体没有健康。
Some people are ill.
那有的是事业太忙。
Some people are too busy in their career.
那有的是世俗的事情太多。
Some people have too many worldly things to worry about.
就把他关住了。
Therefore, they're chained.
有时候连聚会也不能来。
That's why they can't even make it to service.
所以我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
求神啊，地大震动，把人那个监牢都打开，囚链锁链都震开啊，他就能够来教会，能够来服侍人，能做圣工啊。
To ask God to shake the prison and loose the chain so that they could come out of the prison and serve God.
所以我们半年一次的灵恩会。
Therefore, for our spiritual convocation that happens every half a year.
求主在每个人心中啊，地大震动。
Let us ask God to shake in our hearts.
摇一摇，每个人把它摇醒，锁链把它摇开，让每个人能够热心来服侍神。
Shake us up so that our chains can be loose, so that we can be awakened to come and serve God.
这除了神的能力之外真的很难。
We can't do this other than the work of the Holy Spirit.
不然的话，人生活过得很舒服，大家都不想要改变。
When our life is so comfortable, no one wants to change.
躲在那个舒服的安乐窝里面。
We just stay in our comfortable corner.
方便我就做，不方便我不做。
If it's convenient to me, I'll do the work of God. If not, I won't.
这是现在人心态。
That is our concept nowadays.
那你看到神的作为，地大震动。
But we see the power of God where the earthquake is shaking the earth.
大家就很乐意出来了。
Then everyone is willing to come out.
所以我们要为着教会的每个人工人祷告。
Therefore, let us pray for the workers of the church.
能够得到自由。
That they can be free.
来做神的工。
To serve God.
好，那我们再看第三个圣灵的力量。
Let's look at the third work of the Holy Spirit here.
就是能够把禁足的最危险的一个时刻变成一个最有希望的时刻。
Which is to change the most dangerous moment of the jailer into the most hopeful moment.
我们看二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
禁足一醒，看见监门已开，囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
The keeper of the prison awakened from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself.
他如果自杀
，If he killed himself，
他就没有得救了。
He would not have the chance to be
saved. 太太变寡妇了。
And his wife will be a widow.
孩子变孤儿。
His children will be orphans.
但就在这个时候
，But now at this moment，
保罗就呼叫他们。
Paul called out with a loud voice.
那是二十九节。
Verse 29。
禁足拿着灯就进去，战战兢兢伏伏在保罗面前。
The jailer called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas.
战战兢兢。
He was trembling.
那个地震一震下去他发现他的自我就没有了，战战兢兢。
After the shaking of the earthquake, he has lost himself and was trembling.
所以他就容易顺服啊。
Therefore, he's able to submit.
不然他本来是做禁足的，是保罗是被他关的。
Otherwise, he would still be the jailer who's looking after the prisoners.
那现在怎么倒过来他听一个囚犯问囚犯说：“那我怎么做
？”Now their status has changed. That he's asking the prisoner, "What should I do?"
所以我们需要祷告，求神的能力在人心中做工。
Therefore, we need to pray to God for the Holy Spirit to work.
所以人对神有敬畏的心，才能顺服神的话。
So that people can have the heart of fearing God. So that they could listen and submit to God.
因此我们在灵恩布道会之前
Before the spiritual convocation,
让我们来相信
Let us believe
在神凡事都能
That in all things in God is possible.
只要神愿意拣选的人
As long as God is willing to choose the people,
神就可以做工
God can work among us.
所以大家一起来祷告
Let us pray together.
让为着圣工来努力。
Let us work hard for the holy work.
那唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
284。
284。
There's a call comes ringing all the rest as well. Send the light, send the light. There's a soul to